You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, Sunday, May 9th. Ian Cameron with you, joined by not just one, but two special guests today. We've got Adam Larson back once again. He was with us yesterday. And we've got our old friend Vital Cote back with us as well on this Sunday edition of the show. Happy Mother's Day, first and foremost, to all the moms out there as well, especially when you consider the sport that we talk about on a daily basis, hockey. Certainly from hockey players' perspectives, the moms sacrifice a lot to make sure their kids can live out their dream and play hockey, drive them to the rink at 6 a.m. in the morning. You know all the stories of what the moms do for their kids, you know, especially the ones that are playing hockey, what they do and the support they give as the kids try to live their dream as a hockey player, no question. So a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Look, even mine, because 10 years ago when I started as a full-time, like cold turkey, I was not working anywhere else. 10 years ago, I dropped the bomb. I'm going to be a sports bettor and handicapper. And to say that she was not excited at the beginning would be an understatement. She's like, what's that? What's that? And she, one of the first reactions, like, is gambling like legitimate or what, all this stuff you're talking about? So she, there is a lot of angst and a lot of worry and a lot of concern that, hey, you're giving up basically what you went to school for, software development, and you're going to turn into some sports handicapper. Nobody's even heard of that before, is what she said. But the fact is, she stuck with it and stuck with me and supported me all the way. Never said, you know what, I don't want you doing that. Stop it. No, always supportive. Just wanted me to be happy, enjoy what I was doing. Those are the mothers we love, supporting their kids, no matter what the case is, no matter what they want to do in life, and the things they do, they go above and beyond to help out their kids with what they want to do. So happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the moms out there on Mother's Day, no question. Certainly there were some happy moms of hockey players yesterday in NHL action on the Saturday slate. Ryan Miller, we wish him all the best, bid him a fond farewell. A wonderful career for him in the NHL comes to an end last night. It came to an end in a tough fashion for him and for the Ducks and for me, who went out on a limb with the best bet on Anaheim on yesterday's show at plus 240. And, man, we almost got it. They came back to tie it, but they lose in overtime 4-3. And Ryan Miller, a great career. All the best to him in the future. And he had a nice little emotional moment that has been going viral on Twitter today with his parents after the game. Good stuff there. Connor McDavid. Obviously, unbelievable season to get 100 points in just 53 games. He got all 4 points that he needed. Here we are talking like a bunch of morons yesterday that 4 points in four games He said, screw the four games. I'm going to get all four of these damn points tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. That's exactly what he did. Absolutely brilliant play from Connor McDavid. Seeing the puck well, passing the puck, scoring goals. He can do it all off at his speed, and just how quickly he can accelerate to top speed on the ice. It is sick. It is unbelievable to watch. What a performance. What a season. 100 points in 53 games. Congrats, Connor McDavid, on that. We saw the Nashville Predators clinch a playoff spot yesterday. We saw Pittsburgh clinch the East Division with their win against Buffalo. Nashville clinching a playoff spot, beating Carolina. Toronto clinching the North Division, beating the Montreal Canadiens last night. So the playoff seedings and divisional races, they're starting to clear up a little bit, and we're starting to get some clarity with those. So lots of action yesterday in the NHL. We'll start with some thoughts on yesterday's games from Vital Cote. Vital, what do you think here from the action you saw yesterday? What stuck out to you?
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, McDavid got four, got to his 100. That was cool to see. To be honest, I didn't get much action. I didn't get to see much action yesterday. I was busy with some stuff around the house. But yeah, it's cool to see. It's cool to see that. And then, and what Austin Matthews is doing too. I think he hit his 40 goals. I don't know if that was last night. I think that might have been before last night. But just to see what those two guys are doing and the shortened season, it'd be cool to see what they'd be able to do in the whole 82 games, because they're on quite the pace right now. So it's just cool to what those guys are able to do.
It really is. And you got to enjoy it when you see it, because you're not going to see maybe seasons like that every year. Maybe you will from Connor McDavid. Maybe he is that good. He can do something like this more often than not, but pretty unbelievable the season he's had. Adam, you had a nice performance yesterday in your Ice Guys debut. What did you think of the action we saw yesterday?
Yeah, I was surprised by the Sabres and the Penguins game. So the two goalies there, I mean, we thought that was going to be, at least I did, I thought that was going to be a shootout. And 1-0 game there, that caught me off by surprise. Penguins still got the win there. But then, yeah, the Boston Rangers game was a little bit more high scoring than I thought. And then, yeah, I thought your Ducks were gonna come through there for a little bit. But the Wild found the overtime. And, yeah, the Wild just played good at the XL Energy Center. But nonetheless, That was a good game. So, yeah, I mean, the Golden Knights again, I watched some of that game. But, yeah, overall, fun Saturday.
And no doubt, Vegas Golden Knights. The St. Louis really didn't play all that great, but that doesn't matter. They're a very good hockey team, Vegas, and they got the job done. They're still, trying to fend off Colorado for first place in the, and they play each other coming up. So what a big game that's going to end up being, the Golden Knights and the Avalanche. And like I say, we're all just hoping that they play each other in the playoffs. It would be great. All right. We are going to turn our attention now to from what happened to what is about to happen. And that's the two games on Sunday. We've got the Dallas Stars taking on the Chicago Blackhawks, the first of today's two games. Dallas opened -150 to -155. They're down to -130. Road favorites in this game in Chicago. The total 5.5 shaded to the over in this game. And there's a pretty good reason why Dallas is being bet against here in this game. The Nashville win over Carolina eliminated Dallas from the playoffs. And now they've got to play the very next night, knowing that, and they really gave it their all, including a victory against Tampa Bay on Friday night. I was on the Stars in that game as an underdog. They got the job done. They look like, hey, we keep ourselves alive. We put the pressure, on Nashville to have to beat a pretty good Carolina team. But unfortunately, Nashville did just that. They took care of business against the Hurricanes last night. So Dallas' season is over, and this is essentially a game where they're playing for exercise. And look, obviously it's a team that's got, pride and veteran leadership like Ben and Pavelski, among others. But there's disappointment resonating from what happened last night, them officially getting knocked out. There has to be. It's a team that went to the Stanley Cup final last year, was expecting to be a playoff team this year, and you're not going to make it there this year. It's got to be disappointing. Chicago now finishing up their season at home. I think they're going to want to put on a show, I think, for the home fans. If you're a situational NHL bettor or handicapper, you have to look at Chicago here as a home underdog, in my opinion. And I agree with the money move here. I think the Blackhawks are the side. I took them at plus 135. It's down to plus 120 now. I think there's still a little bit of value there. I think, and Chicago, let's give them credit. They actually, you know, battled Carolina very, very tough in those three games, even though they lost two of them, and they won the last of the three against Carolina. And look, with guys like Kane and DeBrincat, Kubalik, Philip Kurashev has been a bright young player as well for this Blackhawks team, the way he's played down the stretch as well. I think you're going to see them have a I just think there's going to be a little bit more incentive, a little bit more desire to play this hockey game from Chicago, finishing the season at home, even though it's been a season that's been disappointing, against a Dallas team that's just now, it's hitting them like a ton of bricks. Wow, we've been eliminated. We're out of the playoffs. I don't know if we see Dallas showing up with their A game tonight. I like Chicago here as a home dog. I also lean to the over, two teams out of the playoffs. That's been the trend, guys, Adam and Vital. We've seen these two teams that are out of the playoffs late in the season. Pond hockey develops a lot of up and down play and a lot of higher scoring games. So I would look probably over the total here in this one, but I like the side even more than that. Chicago here as a home underdog. Vital, we'll start with you. What do you think, Dallas, Chicago?
Yeah, like you said, I think Dallas might be having a little adrenaline dump just from not being able to make the playoffs and stuff. They're probably feeling a little down here. I think Chicago's 4-2 against Dallas this year, so you know, take the money here. I even like Chicago in the first period money line +215. I think that's great value for your bet. So I'd be on Chicago here.
I like that. A double up here. First period and full game money line here with the Chicago Blackhawks to jump on Dallas early, a little deflated, little down in the dumps Dallas team early in the game, and then carry it forward for the victory at the end of the game as well. Adam, what do you think here? Stars and Blackhawks.
Yeah, I like what you said there. I pointed that out too, the trend with two teams playing the end of the year with, you know, they're not making the playoffs. And we saw that yesterday. There was two games where it was 5-4 going into overtime. And I think we could see that here. Maybe wouldn't even be surprised if there was a draw, possibly. But yeah, high scoring nonetheless. You know, I just don't know about the side. I like the Blackhawks. I see the value there at home, being a home underdog. I just don't know. I'm probably going to stay off the side, but I do like the over total goals. And then I was kind of looking at a couple players as far as props, but Tyler Seguin, he's been back for three games. He's scored two goals. So I kind of like to see Tyler Seguin. I might put a little bit on that. I see him at plus 155 for a goal. And then Alex DeBrincat has been pretty hot for the Hawks as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if Alex DeBrincat scored a goal this game. I mean, that's what we're seeing anyways. We're going to see a lot of goals. That's what we've seen between teams like this. So, you know, Alex DeBrincat, Tyler Seguin, I think we could see a goal from either one of those guys.
Yeah, and it looks like I'm just trying to get confirmation. Yarich usually knows what he's talking about when it comes, because he does his work, and he definitely follows things closely. There may not be a Tyler Seguin tonight in the lineup for the Dallas Stars. We'll have to wait and see. Rick Bonus said Roope Hintz and Tyler Seguin will not play in the final two games for this. So there you go. That tells you all you need to know. This is a mail-it-in type spot for Dallas. Like, this has been a long, difficult, trying, draining season for this hockey team. Think about everything they've been through, guys. COVID at the beginning of the year, they had a COVID outbreak in the team. They had the season delayed, start of their season delayed. They had to play a shit ton of games down the stretch to make up for it. They had the friggin' floods in Texas that canceled a bunch of their games. They've been through a ton. They've been through the ringer, this group, physically, mentally, emotionally, kind of like Vancouver, not to that same extreme or that same level. Pretty close. And that's a sign that I think this is just, let's get this season over with and go home. Let's see our kids. Let's see our families. Yeah, I like Chicago a lot here, actually. I think they'll probably get the job done, but the over as well. Next up, we've got Ottawa and Calgary. Next up in this game, we've got in this next game, we've got Ottawa or Calgary -195 to -200. Home favorites here. Total 5.5, shaded to the over in this one. Look, I get it, guys, that Calgary is still mathematically alive, barely, You know, they're basically hanging on by a thread because of Montreal losing in regulation last night. That's why there's still a little breath of hope for Calgary, but they've got to win out. And I think Calgary has to lose, or Calgary's got to win every remaining game, and Montreal has to lose every remaining game in regulation. So not even get a point, Montreal, in their remaining games for Calgary to make it. It's not just not going to happen in my mind here going into this one. They're still somehow alive, but I'm trying to see. Yes, the Flames must win their final five games, need the Canadiens to lose their final two games in regulation. That's, I mean, that is asking a lot. It's probably not going to happen. And like I say, must win doesn't equal will win. We saw the Flames, they needed to win the other night against Winnipeg. How did they play? Poorly. That's how they played. 4-0, they got shut out. And how bad is that loss for Calgary? 4-0 to a Winnipeg team that had lost seven straight games. And we see Winnipeg go right back into the losing column last night against Ottawa in a 4-2 loss to the Senators. So that makes that loss look even worse for Calgary. I'm going to be on Ottawa here for a small bet. I mean, at this number, I have to. Ottawa just keeps on rolling. I don't care that it's back-to-back either. You know, they played in Winnipeg last night. Calgary's very well rested. I get it. But Ottawa's playing great. I mean, Stützle with the hat trick last night. He's going to be a great young talent for this team. Batherson, Brännström. They don't even have Thomas Chabot. No Chabot on the blue line, no problem. All they've done is keep winning games. They beat Winnipeg twice. You know, they beat Montreal earlier this week as well. They are, I believe, now 8-1-1 in their last 10 games, the Ottawa Senators. They have actually been the hottest team in this division, you know, for the better part of the last month. I don't trust Calgary. That was supposed to be a spot against Winnipeg where you play well. If you still believe you're in the playoffs, you play a hell of a lot better than getting shut out 4-0 by a team that lost seven straight games going into that game. This price is outrageous, even though Calgary, quote-unquote, needs the win to keep this ridiculous, faint playoff hope alive. The hope went out, you know, I think days ago, if not weeks ago. It's not happening. I don't see them running the table, and I don't see Montreal not picking up a point the rest of the season. So I like Ottawa here. I think they're a live dog, even on the back-to-back. Calgary doesn't score enough to trust them as a favorite in this price range either. So give me the Ottawa Senators here at a very, very attractive plus price. Vital, what's your take on this one here, Senators and Flames?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Ottawa as well. I think Ottawa's 6-2 versus Calgary. Like you said, Ottawa's 8-1-1 in their last 10. I mean, they've been playing some really good hockey. And just like you said, Calgary, you just can't rely on Calgary. I have them here at -210. I mean, there's no way that I bet Calgary in this place. I don't trust them for anything. I like Ottawa. I like Ottawa the first period money line. I've seen they tend to score early when they do get off to a good start and they win games. So first period money line at +260, I think that's great value. For your money here, for your bet. So that's the way I would lean for that one.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of like the Chicago game, you know, first period, full game. Do a little bit of both in this one. So we're walking the dogs today, it sounds like, here on the ice, guys, in this one. We both think the underdogs are is what we are looking at here. Yeah, the Tortorella stuff, Brian Watson in the chat mentioning Tortorella. Yeah, that was pretty much widely known. Pretty much most people figured that he wouldn't be back next year. The surprising part is they didn't fire him. He actually volunteered to say, I'm moving on. I think he just realized, look, they're rebuilding. They're tearing everything down in Columbus. They traded Foligno. They traded Savard. They're looking to retool a bit, get a different voice in here. Get another coach, get another face, get another voice in here to lead the next wave for this Columbus team. I think that's probably what Torts figured, do the right thing and just step aside. And that's exactly what he did. So yeah, Columbus now in the market for a new head coach. Adam Larson, what do you think here with Ottawa and Calgary?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to overlook the Senators, especially with the value that you're getting. They are red hot. For some reason, just the Flames' last two losses, they haven't been able to find the back of the net. I think for some reason this game they do score. I'm surprised that the total goals is only 5.5. I like the over here as well. But for some reason, you know, again, the Senators, they've been hot. I don't know if they continue that tonight. For some reason, I'm going to stay away from the side, though. But I have a gut feeling that the Flames might just might surprise us a little bit. Yes, Senators have kind of owned this series. The Calgary is playing at home. I'm not going to put money on either side, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Flames kind of, you know, surprise us here a little bit, but definitely the over. 5.5 goals, I think that's light for these two teams. So,
yeah, I'm more on the fence with the total just because Calgary hasn't been putting anything in lately. I mean, their offense has just been so dormant, so stagnant, so disappointing. But maybe Ottawa's tired on the back-to-back, and maybe they'll make some mistakes defensively. That could perhaps happen. Jacob Markstrom in net for Calgary. We don't know for Ottawa. Probably Hogberg in net because everybody else is injured. Murray's injured. Joey Decord's injured. They had Philip Gustafson in net last. It'll be either Hogberg or Forsberg. Actually, I think Anton Forsberg's healthy again, so it could also be him in net for Ottawa. But regardless of who's in net, I still think they're a live dog there. It's Anton Hudobin and Kevin Lankinen and the goalies in the game for Dallas and Chicago. All right, that is the Sunday card. That is it. We've only got the two games today in NHL action. This is going to be a weird week of shows coming up because there's going to be some days with like 5, 6, 7 games. And then there's a lot of days this week coming up where there's like 1 or 2 games on the schedule. So it's going to be a very uneven week of games coming up in the NHL. But we'll still be here every day on the Ice Guys show, breaking it all down. Before we get to best bets to wrap up this Sunday show, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN. It's a great time of year. NHL and NBA playoffs are coming up. As well as still involved in daily NHL and NBA regular season action, MLB daily. A great time of year to download that DraftKings app. Sign up for an account. When you do, you'll get a deposit bonus, weekly specials, and incentives. So download that DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code THPN. Yeah, Yarich in the chat here saying Elias Lindholm on my fantasy team. He's been huge. He's been carrying Calgary. He's been the only one that's been really getting anything going offensively for them. I've said my piece a million times over about Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan and how disappointing and just very, very lackluster they've been all season. And it just hasn't really, you know, gotten better, especially in the last few games for either of those guys with the Calgary Flames. Yeah, Adam, you go ahead. I think you want to say something.
Oh, no, you're good.
No, okay, good stuff. Yeah, Lindholm, definitely. He's been the one Calgary Flames offensive player that's shown up. Yeah, there is no denying that whatsoever. All right, it is time for best bets. We'll see if we can keep it going. We'll start with you, Adam, because you delivered your best bet as a winner on yesterday's show, Tampa Bay, Florida, over 5.5. It ended up getting there largely thanks to the Panthers, who got 5 all by themselves in that victory. Adam, what do you like here for your best bet tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back with a total over the 6 in the Dallas and Chicago game. I like that as my best bet. Like I said, I think we see that trend continue where two teams, you know, they're not going to make the postseason and the game kind of opens up and we see some high scoring chances. And yeah, I like that game total over 6.
Yeah, we'll give you better than that. There's 5.5s out there in a few books. So we'll give you Dallas, Chicago over 5.5 for your best bet on this Sunday edition of the show. And Vital Cote, good to have you back on the show. What do you like for your best bet tonight?
I'm gonna stick with Ottawa. I think they continue to get it done here. They're 6-2 against Calgary. I think they take advantage of that. I'd be on Ottawa plus 180 or even the first period money line, but I'll just go Ottawa plus 180 for the money line there.
All right, Ottawa, plus 180 against Calgary. Best bet for Vital Cote. We're going for some underdogs lately with the best bets. I tried with Anaheim yesterday. It fell short. Obviously, I like both dogs today. I'm going to go with the Chicago Blackhawks, plus 120 against the Dallas Stars. Just a situational spot. That's really what it is more than anything. Dallas is out. They get eliminated last night. They got to play the very next night. I don't see where the motivation and inspiration comes from. And then you've got Rick Bowness, the head coach of the Dallas Stars, ruling out Rupe Hintz and Tyler Seguin from playing tonight. So that tells you pretty much all you need to know. We want this season to get it the fuck over with. With everything we've gone through, we're not making the playoffs. I don't know if we get anything close to an A game from the Dallas Stars tonight. Chicago gets it done in one of their final games of the season at home. Chicago plus 120 against Dallas. That'll be my best bet for this Sunday NHL card. That'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys NHL Hockey Betting Show. Thanks to Vital Cote and Adam Larson, our special guests today. A reminder, the Ice Guys is on live on YouTube 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart. It's on all of those platforms. By the way, BetCasts, I do want to mention that before we finish. We are going to have live BetCasts during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it's a family affair at the Ice Guys. This is not just going to be Alex B. Smith, Jimmy Murphy, and I on these BetCasts. We're going to extend the invite to Vital, Adam, anybody that's been on the show as a special guest before, anybody that's been a viewer or listener, a loyal viewer and listener, wants to join us in the StreamYard room live while we're watching the games. We're going to have some booze. The beer's going to be flowing. The drinks are going to be flowing. We're going to be throwing out a bunch of live bets as the games are going on. It's going to be like a party. And we're going to look forward to that big time. Live BetCasts of the Ice Guys during the Stanley Cup playoffs. So we're definitely excited for that. So stay tuned for more information on that for sure. So yeah, check out the podcast in audio form if you can't watch the show live. For Vital Cote and Adam Larson, our special guests today, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy the games and good luck. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Monday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.